Tonight's reading is from Luke, verses 33 to 43. Chapter 23, verses 33 to 43. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." The word of the Lord.
I think they call it a disorder or a illness or mental illness. It's the connection between my eyes, like seeing, and in my ears what I hear, to where the words are processed in my brain are kind of like it's different. It's like some words can't get in. They don't penetrate my brain. I don't know how to explain this, but it's like some words, they hover, and I can't find, the words can't find purchase. Like, my mind can't find a meaning for them to land on. Or a sure meaning, or one meaning. Like troll. Right? Like troll. I don't know. I can't figure it out. I mean, I hear it used like phishing. Like people, you know, are online trolling. Like they throw some bait in the water and hope to attract something or to catch something. Trolling, you know? And then I hear it used to refer to like people, like a troll. He's a troll. Like the under the bridge or the big Harry Potter kind, you know? Like, is that because they're just saying ugly things or hateful things, so it's ugly, like an ugly troll? These things, these two different, they're like floating around in my brain, and it's like in my brain is like a giant troll is floating. A giant troll is like fishing off the back of the boat, throwing vitriol in the water, hoping someone will take the bait. But that's not what I want to talk about. That's just where it started. That's just where it starts. And I mean, I have finally started reading the newspaper again. Finally started listening to NPR again. And going online again. And what I see and what I hear, I can't, like, okay, it made me realize this. I realized that my personal outrage, that me responding for the next 4 years, that my personal outrage will not change this current reality. It won't do it. That my outrage, it won't change this current reality. I realize like that even if enough of us get righteous angry enough, that will not change this current reality. Even if I love God and love my neighbor, that won't change the world today or tomorrow. That's not the way it works. It's not like this spontaneous transformation. It's somehow like about planting seeds or like cultivating or growing or developing, you know. I thought, do we want a future full of what our outrage rots? Do we want, like, a future that's grown from our outrage mixed with the outrage of the trolls and the hate of those who we don't agree with? Is that what we want our future to look like? Those seeds planted that grows and turns into that? Or do we want to see what our world looks like after 100 years of living out the radical mercy and gratitude that we are called to? And I thought, here at the House of Mercy, we cannot think of 4 years. And we can't think of 8 years. We need like 100-year plan. Like a Twitter feed or a Facebook wall can't contain the mercy of God. We need 100-year plan. We've got to aim beyond the hills of relevance. We need 100-year plan. Not power, not a king. Our God's not the king of anything. God's transcendence is the power of a spirit, not a sword. The transcendence of God is not at odds with the weak force of God. It is the weak force of God. God of suffering, suffering God, God of eternal recapitulation, God free of the calculations of power, God of now and forever, stand silent God, grow tired God, freedom from fear God, lover of weakness God, outside God, God of the outsider, fool suffering God, remaker God, non-bait taker God. I need your help. I need a glimpse. I need to aim beyond the hills of relevance. I need to see 100-year plan. Eyes to see outside or inside, broadside. I can't see past myself, past the power, past the chance to see peace. I need eyes instead of these things, these one-up, one-down machines. Placing everything above me or below me, calculating power, calculating fear, looking for a mutual enemy to shore up my system. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it seems like the empire has staying power. Staying power. God of picked last, God of not fast, God of spoke sticks, God of mathletes and athletes, Tinas and Toms, Rahilios, Louisas, Muhammads, Rafikas, Viets, and Pa Vangs. God of the downsider. I need your help. I need a glimpse. I need to see beyond the hills of relevance. I need to see 100-year plan. 100-year plan. I need ears. Ears to hear. To hear past what's being said, what's being spoken, what's being spokemaned. Big, 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 bigger ears. Ears to hear past that swallow up the immediate sounds, parenthesize them, inconsequent them. The sounds of the second grade playground, the sounds of junior high, the dance, the sounds of the high school hallway. The competition sounds, the early lessons in democracy sounds, the early lessons in capital sounds. The return on investments, the try harder, be stronger, no excuse but excellence, powered paid on spec sounds. These are all parenthetical sounds. Parenthetic undertones or ricocheted pretenders. I want to hear what's being said beyond the economic status, the political pimping of media gaffes, beyond the calculations of power. My native language is all I know. It's what I call speaking. Everything else is funny tongue and lip sound, smacking noise and slurpery. I want ears to make out the nouns and exclamations of another language. Another language. Another language that speaks beyond the hills of relevance. 100-year sounds. 100-year sounds. I want to hear 100-year sounds. God of standstill, God of great glimpse, God of other side, of right beside, morning side. God of help me, God of help me, God of shake me. I need your help. I need a glimpse. I need to see beyond the hills of relevance. I need a 100-year plan. I need to see a 100-year plan. Jesus hangs on the cross between two thieves, a loser suffering. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Power is blinding and hope is confusing. The story of power and glory only ends one way, one on top and a whole lot on the bottom. But God, God of the down, low, too slow, last to know, that God is still speaking, saying, step back, breathe in, don't run. It's not a sprint, it's not a marathon, it's not a race. Walk with me, try and catch a glimpse of the arc of history. It bends toward justice, it curves towards peace. Walk with me. That God of mercy, help me to step softly, love broadly, help me, be with me, the God of another way. God of the suffering, suffering God, God of eternal recapitulation, God of free of the calculations of power, God of now and forever, stand silent God, grow tired God, freedom from fear God, lover of weakness God, outside God, God of the outsider, fool, suffering God, remaker God, non-bait taker God. I need your help. I need a glimpse. I need to see beyond the hills of relevance. I need to see a 100-year plan. I need to see a 100-year plan. We got a 100-year plan? We got a 100-year plan. We got a 100-year plan. We can come, we can all walk hand in hand. We got a 100-year plan. We can walk hand in hand, and we'll bring in our friends, and we'll bring in our neighbors, our families, the haters, our enemies, those who see us as their enemies, and save a place for me when I'm a hater too. We'll walk hand in hand. We got a 100-year plan. Lord of mercy, God of mercy, God of mercy, we got a 100-year plan. Let's take our hands, let's hold hands. We got a 100-year plan. Maybe we got like a 1,000-year plan. Maybe we got like a 1,000,000-year plan. We got a 100-year plan.